You're listening to SBS News.
Supporters of Imran Khan play music and dance in the streets of the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. They're celebrating his remarkable, although not completely unexpected, victory in the country's election. In his victory speech, he's giving thanks and promising change.
I today thank Allah for 22-year struggle.
I am thankful to God for the 22-year struggle that I started in 1996. So today, God has given me the opportunity that I have dreamt of, a dream for Pakistan. God has given me the opportunity that I can fulfill that dream. Accountability will start with me, then my ministers, and then we will work our way down.
Accountability starts with me, then my ministers, and then we will work our way down.
The 65-year-old has claimed victory, although it appears he will have to be Prime Minister in a coalition government. His Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party, which translates as the Pakistan Movement for Justice, has won 109 of the 269 seats in the National Assembly. His election is viewed by many in Pakistan as the much-needed start of a new era for a nation in the midst of an economic crisis and gripped by corruption. On the other hand, his opponents believe the corruption in the country extends to Mr. Khan's election. The Pakistan Muslim League party has won the second most seats in the parliament. The party's president is Shahbaz Sharif, the younger brother of disgraced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Shahbaz Sharif says Mr. Khan's win isn't legitimate.
Polls are deliberately rigged. A man like me started to blubber. And we were thinking to take Pakistan to a new era through this election. And we were happy with the last transition change of government. It's a flagrant violation. The public is protesting, and I am compelled to say that we reject these election results. We don't accept these results.
Babar Awan is a leader of Mr. Khan's party. He says Mr. Khan's influence won't just be seen in Pakistan.
There's a paradigm shift. The globe is going to see and the world is going to see when Imran Khan takes over the charge of the government and the government formation is completed.
Imran Khan is well known around the globe for much more than politics. Born to a wealthy family, he spent more than 20 years as a leading international cricketer. That, combined with his good looks and high-profile personal life, made him a celebrity to many before he even thought of going into politics. And it's brought him a lot of attention in Australia as well, particularly amongst the 70,000 or so Pakistani Australians, most of whom are based in New South Wales. Maha Islam is one of them. She says Imran Khan is the beacon of hope the Pakistani people need.
It is always Pakistan has gave something to Pakistani people. So, and he's not corrupt. And he's very he's a fighter man. Like he always wants to become a Pakistan, a great country. So that's why, and we all Pakistani nation, I think it's 90% Pakistani nation believe in him, that he will bring the change and, in Pakistan.
Abbas Rana is the president of the Pakistan Association of Australia. He says these kind of feelings sum up those of most Pakistani Australians and that, even though Pakistani expatriates cannot vote in Pakistani elections, Imran Khan even had people helping him in Australia.
The majority of people in Australia, they were supporting Imran Khan. He got his own Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf branch here in Australia as well. They were working very hard here as well to convince people. And the majority of our community, they are very happy and they are supporting Imran Khan.
But some doubts remain. Imtiaz Ahmad is a Pakistani-Australian in Sydney. He says support for Imran Khan is by no means universal, especially in his family. And some doubt his ability to deliver what he is promising, no matter how good it sounds.
So, like, everyone is happy. But some people who think that Imran Khan cannot bring the change in the Pakistan, so... Some relatives, they support the old government, so still they are like thinking Imran Khan is not good for this country.
Imran Khan's well-honed ability to win over hearts and minds, still with much to do both in Pakistan and overseas, even after his winning of his nation's top job. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.